But do you doubt the priest? That alone is a serious sin to start with. However, I won't delve into this matter too much. Do this yourself, and you'll reap twice the rewards. What we preach about charity isn't meant for us, but you should personally conduct your acts of giving. If you bring your donations to me, you may fall prey to vain glory, and often you'll leave feeling offended due to suspicious thoughts of something wrong. But if you do everything yourselves, you'll avoid getting offended and unreasonable suspicion, increasing your reward. I'm not saying these things to persuade you to bring your money here, nor out of resentment because the priests are getting a bad reputation. If one should feel resentment and sorrow, it should be for you who are speaking ill. Those who are falsely and unfairly accused attain greater rewards, but those who spread the ill words face heavier condemnation and punishment. I'm not saying these things on their behalf, but out of concern and care for you. Why should it be surprising if some in our generation are suspicious when even those holy men who imitated the angels, who owned nothing for themselves, I'm speaking of the apostles faced murmuring in their service to the widows. They overlooked the poor when no one claimed that any of their possessions was their own, but they shared everything they had.